how to take the water with one kli and then pour it into another kli. That's midiraisa. This first drasha that we make is only a chumri midrabbanan. It's only a mile and a smachta. The rabbanan said we're making a chumri here. Even though midiraisa, you're allowed to pour the water from one kli to another kli, the rabbanan made a chumri. No, you're not allowed to pour it from one kli to another kli. So you see, the rabbanan goes and makes miles by kachim. So drashi yela mile biyamu midrabbanan shetechiyusan bekli. The Rabbanan some made a chumrah. So about you see the Rabbanan made chumras here by Hegdish is Hochinami, the same thing by Yososo Maila. You can make a Maila Trashi. Hochinami Maila Biyamahu. He ain't Zriela Truma. The Asura Malechel. Hataya Bayala case also. That is a Maila the Rabbanan made this Maila that if you have this Truma that was Tomei and now you plant it in the ground. Even though midiraisa now, the seed becomes tor, and that's why it's not matam or something else. But midirabbanan though, you could say rabbanan were machmir. So it's not bringing a raya that rabbanan made chumris by kachim. I mean, still, if it's a shver Rashi, of course, not a raya that kedushas apem. Rashi before said we're bringing a raya that kedushas apem. And then Rashi goes to say it's a raya to truma. By truma, there wasn't a shalaf of kedushas apem. Taiz learns different pshat here. This is shver Rashi. Taiz also the pirush Rashi doch. This is shver Rashi's pshat. But it's all part of the Gemara's bringing a raya that you see the Rabbanan didn't make certain chumris. The Gemara vayta. And now the Gemara says the bigger chiddush even. Afana naimetanin. Omer Rav Simi Barashi. Afana naimetanin. I'll bring you another raya to the same yisoid that certain times we make chumris. What's the raya? The modern raya here. Toval. If a person went to the mikvah, viola, a guy that was about Kerry. And he went to the, or else, no, a mechusik kapurim, a guy that was a zav, or a zofa, or a yeledis, Mishna gave birth. Halacha is she has to bring a korban. Now comes the seventh day when she's tar, when she could go to the mikvah. Tova, they went to the mikvah. Viola, they came out of the mikvah. In zoichel b'maiser, that's the halacha. Once you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to eat maiser risha and maiser sheni, you're allowed to eat it. Harev shimshay, when it comes the night time, then zoichel b'truma. But before it came night time, you called the tfu yoyim, you went to the mikvah, but you have to wait till night, you're not allowed to eat truma. When it comes night time, that's when you're not allowed to eat truma. Of the diak is betrumin, the kodeshim loy. That's the loch. Calls them on, you have to bring a korban, you call them a chusa kipurim. Somebody that didn't bring his korban is not allowed to eat kachim. So only truma, you can eat and not kachim. Here's the kashra mai. Why can't you eat kachim now? Or the chura, even truma. Why can't you eat truma here? Torhu, the chura, this person went to the mikvah. He went to the mikvah, really the tumah should go off him. How come the Torah said, a tfu yoim keni truma, and how come a mechusa kippurim keni kachim? He went to the mikvah. So in Svari should be allowed to. Ella, what do you have to say? That Mila, even though this is midiraisa, but you see the Rabbanan, the Torah gufa made chumris. So about you see the Torah was machmir, who didn't the Rabbanan learn out from the Torah, we could also be machmir. That's what you have to say here. Hochinami Mila. By our case also, the Rabbanan made a Mila by Truma, to say Truma doesn't become Tommy. And Rashi says, Hochinami Mila, Biyamu, the Taninas Rashi, the Ovid Rabbanan Mila Bekodeshim, Afilu Midiraisa. What does it mean, Afilu Midiraisa? That we see the Torah was Machmir. Once we see the Torah was Machmir, we have a right to learn out the Rabbanan should also be Machmir. Rashi, Bekodeshim Loi, in Tumas the Bas Kapori, if a person starts to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah that day, and he waited at night already, but he has to bring the korban tomorrow, up until he brings his korban, he can't catch him. Kagoin zav, izav of yeledis. Why not? You have to say, Sam, the Torah was machmir. So this is a modern Gemara. I mean, usually when a terrorist tells something, it's not called a chumra. And that's the din. Akash of a mice, why the terrorist said it? The terrorist said the tfu yoim. Close amount doesn't come nighttime, even though you went to the mikvah, for truma, you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara's not even going to be like, why not? Since you went to the mikvah, and that's the ikka mitayir, really the tumah went off it. So why do we say keni truma? Stama chumra. So the Rabbanan learn out from here, we also have rights to make chumras. Tomorrow, Nacharaya. Tomorrow, Amar of Ashi, Afan and Amitanin. I'll bring another raya, the same type of pshat. The Pasuk says via Bosser, that what le rabbois es eitzim levoina, that the Bosser could become tummy if you have kachim. Rashi said, Rashi via Bosser, Kol Tor Yoicham, Vav Yisrael, there's an extra Vav here, le rabbois eitzim levoina shokredish letumah. That even the wood that you use to burn on the Mizbeach, or the Levoina, the senses, could also become Tomei, even though they're not an Eichel. We have exerts a custom, though, Viha Bosa, next Revov, that not only does meat become Tomei, But even the Eitzim, even though usually only a Neichel could become Tomei, not wood. Wood is not a Kli, a Pshuti Eitz is not Mekabel Tumah. But if there is a custom, the wood you use on the Mizbeach is Mekabel Tumah. The Rambam says Eitzim Levona. If the Kash Eitzim Levona, B'nei Eitzim, Uninu. Why is it Tomei? It's not a Kli, it's not a Neichel. Why is it Mekabel Tumah? Ela Maila. You see, the Torah was Machla by Kochim. The Torah said, Nu Chidushim by Kochim. Even though a regular case of a piece of wood is not Mekabel Tumah, by Kochim, the Torah was Machla, say this Mekabel Tumah. Hatayahokinami Maila. The same thing you say by Trumer also, or by Kochim. The Torah, with the Rabbanan, learn out from here, we have a right to make Mailas. Even though really it should be Kambotum, or really it should be Tor, but still the Rabbanan made Mailas, and it's not Tor. Let's just see the Mishnah. Now come back to Pesachim. Elu dvorim shodim yoytzebem yidei chavosim b'pesach. These are the different type of grains that you're allowed to make matzah, and if you eat matzah on Pesach, you yoytzebem mitzvah matzah. B'chitim, you can make matzah out of wheat. B'sorim, you can make it out of barley. B'kusim, out of spelt. Or b'shifim, out of rye. Or b'shibor l'shol, out of oats. These are the five minei tfua that still make chomets if you let it stay too long, and if you make it the right time, it's yoytzebem matzah. From oats, from all these five minim, are the five minim. Trashi, elu dvorim shodim yotzvim nechavosim. Mishum choyvas matzah b'leil rishoyna. Shum mechuyiv lecho matzah, could you see like we had before, the area of teichlu matzahs, the special mitzvah. Even bizman there's no korban pesach, still there's a mitzvah sesay, tid matzah leil pesach. The buzz is the area of teichlu matzahs. Now how do you make your matzah? It has to be from one of these five things. So these are the five minim that are still called dogen. Right? Even if you bought this wheat off an Amoritz that you're supposed to take off Trumas Meiser, still you yoytzen is mitzvah. If you bought this wheat off an Amoritz, that's the loch always of demai. What does that mean? Sofik Yisro, Sofik Lo Yisro. We have a suffix if the Amoris took off Trumas Maisus or not. The Chai Vuch Hachom Leafrisha Maswasim. Misophic. The Midrabonan, you're Machuri to take off Maisus before you eat it. The Yamacho Matsu Mimeno, Vulay Yafrisha Maisu Mimeno Yotzum. The Chidash is, even if you didn't take off the Trumas Maisus, that you're not allowed to eat it, but I call upon him, if you did it, though, Yetzir the Mitzvah. Who are dinner of a Maisu Rishon Chinoku Trumosai? Over Maisu Shani, the Hegdish and Iftum. Yet Hegdish and Maisen that you were Poydom. So pshitul churmoz yafkasha pshiti yoytzer mitzvah. V'kanim b'challah. V'kanim are allowed to eat challah. If they make their matzah out of challah, they yoytzer. Uv'truma. Who then, if a kohen makes his matzah out of truma, he's also yoytzer. Because the kohen is allowed to eat truma. Avoloi b'tevel. If a tevel is nosim midiraisam, you're not yoytzer, they matzah. Avoloi b'maiser rishon shloi notru shumosai. Maiser rishon that you do not take off trumas maiser. There's an issa, a chiv midiraisa tidit, a chiv misa. Therefore, you're not yoytzer, they matzah. If you weren't poyd of the hegdish of the ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. It's also midiraisam, so you're not yotzi dei matzah with it. Chalas ha-toydim. Let's say you made the bread that you bring for korban toydim or rekikei nozer. These are not chomets, and whilst the bread you bring by nozer is also liyatzah. If the person made it for himself, his own private use, and yotzim behem, you can't use this for matzah, because we'll see in the Gemara there's a mitzvah he's supposed to make the matzah lishmo. L'shem mitzvahs matzah. These things were made l'shem mitzvahs toida. Therefore, it's possible for matzah. Also, limchor b'shuk. But if you made it to sell on the street, then yotzim b'hem. Then we say you didn't bedavka make it l'shem mitzvahs toida. You made it stam. So then you could use it for matzah. Because chomet is not chomet here. You watch those things; they also should not become chomet. So only a question: it wasn't made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So if you only made it to sell on the street, we.
You're holding daf lamed hay. You'll start the Mishnah over again. Elu dvorim shodim yoytzeh behem yidei chavoseh bePesach. These are the things that you could be yoytzeh the mitzvah matzah on Pesach. It's which type of wheat, which type of flour could the matzah be made from? Bechitim, it could be made from wheat. Make the wheat into flour. Bisorim, you can make it from barley wheat. Bekusmin, you can make it from spelt. Uveshifon, you can make it from rye wheat. Or the shibur l'shol from oats. These are the five mini dogim that you could be yotze the mitzvahs matzah with. So Mishnah says the yotzim b'demai. You have yotzim b'demai. You yotze with demai also. Now demai is peiris that you brought from an amoritz. even though midrabbanan you're not supposed to eat these wheat yet until you first take off trumas meiser. Still, b'di'evet, if you made matzah out of it, you are yotze, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Over meiser rishon shenot l'trumasai. If you have meiser rishon that you didn't give to the Levi, but you took off the trumas meiser from it first, you can also be yotze the mitzvah with this type of a matzah. Over meiser sheni, if you have a flour wheat that was meiser sheni, the hegdish, or else you were makdish it, sheniftu, that you were poyder it. Poyder it means you took off the kedusha of the hegdish off this the flour, or else it was meiser sheni, also you were poyder the kedusha's meiser sheni onto the money, and now the flour becomes like chulin. So the churim pshita, you could be yotze the mitzvah's matzah, like why not? It's regular flour now. For a kahanim b'chala, the kahanim could be yotze the mitzvah matzah if chala. If they took off challah, and this a kohen is allowed to eat, so if he makes matzah from it, he's yotze the mitzvah matzah. Chutz also pshita. Uve truma, same thing. If a kohen has truma, a kohen is allowed to eat truma. If he makes matzah from his truma, he's yotze the mitzvah. So the Mishnah avoloi b'tevel, but you cannot be yotze matzah if you made it from wheat that is tevel that you did not take off any truma samaisis at all. That's also midiraisa tzechiv misa b'dei shemayim if he tevel. Therefore, you're not yotze yidei matzah. Even if you took off truma gedola, but you did not, then you have the meiser rishon, and you did not give it to the Levi, and you did not take off the trumas meiser from it. The halacha of meiser rishon is you separate one tenth that's supposed to be given to the Levi. Now, from this one tenth that you give the Levi, that's called meiser rishon. You're supposed to take off another tenth of that, which is called trumas meiser, and give it to a kohen. And if you didn't do that, it's still called like tevel, and there's also a chiv misa if you eat it. So therefore, you're not yotze mitzvah matzah if you have this meiser rishon that you did not take off the trumas meiser yet. V'loy b'meiser sheni, you're not yotze with meiser sheni, v'hegdish shaloi nifto, or it's also pshita. If you have this wheat from meiser sheni, or else as hegdish, and you go make it into matzah and eat it, pshita, you're not yotze the mitzvah, because it's an averah to eat it. Now, Rashi here in the Mishnah says really a pshat why you're not yotze on these things. Rashi says, by the kahanim b'chala v'truma. A kohen could be yotze the mitzvah if he eats chala or he eats truma. So Rashi, av yisrael b'truma loy. But if yisrael eats truma, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Kedi alef l'kamon, the Gemara learns that later, the Pasuk says, lo toichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzis. V'dashin mi she'enoi muzer al chimutzai ele mishum chometz. You only yotze such a matzah that the only aver is if it becomes chometz, you're not allowed to eat it as chometz. But no other aver is upon this chayfetz. Is that the yotze boy de chayfetz matzah? Yotze zeh she iso machmas iser achir. Mashenkin, if it's truma or any other iser, since besides the iser, if it would become chometz, you're not allowed to eat it. There's another iser involved. There's an iser of a truma involved. There's an iser of challah involved. Therefore, you're not yotze de matzah. Right, we'll see more in the Gemara. So the Mishnah later, Chala is ha toida. If you have chala that you made to bring for a korban toida, which is also matzit, not chametz, or a kike nozir, these are also type of matzit that you bring for the nozir when he brings his korban, and really they're not chametz, really they're made to be nizir, it should not be chametz. Still, also liyatzmoi, if a nozir or a person has to bring a korban toida, made these matzis, lishain, for his korban, and yotze behen, you cannot now on Pesach by night use a tea to be yotze the mitzvah's matzah. I will see in the Gemara why not, because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Like learn out from the pasuk u'shmarta mitzvah matzahs, you have to watch the matzah. It should be done l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Now these matzahs you baked almanas to use for korban toida, or else the nozer did it almanas to use for his korban. Therefore, you're not yotze dechavosin. What about? Also limcho bashuk yotze b'hen. But if he made it just amanat limcho bashuk to sell it, he did not make it to use for his own korban. He made it to sell. Then you are yotze. This could be good to use for matzah the first night of Pesach. And the svar is that when you make it only amanat to sell to somebody that needs a korban toida or a nazir, it's not for sure they will buy it. And you have first in your mind on the tzad they will not buy it. You want it to be a regular matzah. So you didn't pedafka make it l'shem something else. This is also called l'shem mitzvahs matzahs chal on it. Or we'll see more in the Gemara exactly this Gemara. Sati Gemara. Tona, learned in a braisa. Kusmin, what is this after min chitin? spelt is another type of wheat. It's in the wheat family. She boilers shirl, that's oats. Veshifen and rye, minsar. That's a type of, that's in the barley family. Kusman, what is this spelt? That's gulba. Shifen, what is rye? That's dishra. She boilers shirl, that's oats. That's shivili tala. That's the names of what you call these. Drashi, what does it mean, minchitim? Linyin truma. The interment ni min al shayna minoi. That when you wanted to map for truma, you can't take from one min to another min. So it's nageya that if you have chitim, you're allowed to take truma from kusmin for the chitim. For termin chitim al kusmin. Mashenkin, you can't do kusmin for barley, because it's not the same min. So that's what's nageya this braisa. That kusmin, spelt, and wheat is the same min. And the other ones, rye and oats, and barley is also the same min. Yeah, nurses weiter. Hani in, oiris v'doichin loy. Tzadik from the Mishnah, only these five minim can you make matzah from, and not from oiris, which usually means rice, or doichin of a milt. Is minohani mili. How do we know only these five grains could you make matzah from, and not from the grain, and not from rice, or from milt? Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, v'chein tona dever Reb Yishmael, v'chein tona dever Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, Omer Kroh, because the Pasuk says, Loisoichal olav chomitz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. So we dashin from this Pasuk that says that you should not eat chomitz, but 7 days you should eat matzah. What are we dashin? That dvorim haboyim lidei chimutz, things that this type of grain, that if you make it into flour, if you let the flour stay long enough, it would become into chimutz. Is adam yoytze behen midei chavosei b'matza. Such type of grain, if you watch it before it becomes chametz, you are yoytze yedei matza with it. Yotzu elu goes out these things like rice and like milt, shein boin ledei chimutz. They never come ledei chimutz. If you would make a flour from rice and put water into it, you let it stay as long as you want, it wouldn't come ledei chimutz. Therefore, you're not yoytze yedei matza. Elo de sirchen. These eloli de sirchen, these things only come de sirchen. Sirchen means like they stam spoil. But they don't become chimus like cracky the way flour and the way wheat would become. So the Mara says, that's the pshat why Uriz Vedechen is no good. So the Mara mas nisin the late Rabbi Yechen and Benuri. Therefore, our Mishnah that holds only these five things and nothing else does not go like Rabbi Yechen and Benuri. The Omar, because he says, Uriz min dogin. He holds rice is also a type of a dogin, a type of a grain. V'chayovim al chimutze koros. And if you eat it on Pesach when it becomes chametz, you're over the lav of eating chametz. So you see, according to Yechon ben Uri, oriz also becomes chametz. Therefore, you'd be out to the mitzvah's matzah with oriz also, according to Yechon ben Uri. Titania, we don't need a braisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, oiseh be oriz v'doichin. He says, asis, you're not allowed to eat any type of a food that has rice or has milk in it on Pesach, because it's very easy to become chametz. Like Rashi says, if you have any type of a food on Pesach that has inside it some rice or some milk, he holds it's awesome. And why? Because it's a korob lechimutz, that Rashi, alma boil de chimutz. Because it comes with de chimutz, that comes very fast. So according to Yechon ben Uri, since it comes the day chimutz, if you let it stay long enough, if you watch it and bake it faster, so you could be yoytze the mitzvah's matzah according to Yechon ben Uri. So our Mishnah does not go like Yechon ben Uri. So Gemara says now, Iboy luhu, shekorov lahachmitz, does it mean the kodim umachmitz, that means it becomes chametz very fast. Oy dilma korov lahachmitz heavy, it only becomes close to an inyan of chametz, or the chametz gomer lehevi, but maybe it really does not become chametz gomer. So Rashi v'nafka miner is the ain oynish chorus v'yimochle b'shogeg ain mevi korban. Close to chametz means when you let this type of a flour stay with water, it becomes close to being chimutz. Mashmitz osam midiraisa. Rashi saying just it wouldn't be the chiyuv chorus. The chiyuv chorus is only by regular chametz. And not by such chametz, maybe that comes from rice and from milk. So that's the shaila. What's trying to be in the menuri? So Moshe says, "Tosh Shema, come and bring your raya." Titania, we learned in a price like this. Om Reb Yechon ben Uri, oyves min dogenu. You should know rice is mamish, a type of a min dogen, type of a good grain. The chayove machumut say chorus. It says clearly, if you make chametz out of it and eat it on Pesach, you chayev chorus. So you see, it's a regular chimutz. And who adin, if somebody eats it on makes matzah out of it, he could be yaitz's mitzvah matzah with it on Pesach. Where it says V'chein hoye Reb Yechon ben Uri Yomer. The same thing Reb Yechon ben Uri used to say in the other Kiddush, that krum is chayeves bechala. Krum is another type of a grain that you make flour from. If you bake something with it, you make a dough with it, that dough is chayev and chala. For the Gemara, my krum is, what is this krum is? Om Rabbaya Shitznisa. For the Gemara, Havaita Hema Shitznisa, what is that? Om Rapapa Shitznisa Dimishtakha Ben Nikalnisa. It's a type of grain fibers that you find Ben Kalnisa. So Rashi says, Rashi says this is a ktsas, it's a ktsach, shakur v'nilabalaz, ogulhu, it's round, keng derchin, it's a type of a milt, v'shochor, it's black. Another pshat Rashi says is you find it in roi, some type of fibers of the grain. So according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, this is also mechuyev in chal, if you make dough out of this. Omar Rabba bar Bachona, Omar Resh Lakish. Isa sheni lusha biyayin v'shemen u'dvash. You have a dough. Pasha dough means you made it from flour, one of the five grains, that says like in the Mishnah. And instead of putting water into it, you put in either wine or else oil or else honey. Yidalocha ein chayov malchimutza kors. Hatresh lokish, if you let this dough rise and become into chametz and eat it on Pesach, you won't have a chiyuv kors feeding it. It's not chametz. Yosef Rav Popov of Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua came with Rav Yidi Baravin. They were sitting in front of Rav Yidi Baravin. The Yosef Rav Yidi Baravin for Kama Namnin. His Rav Popov and Rav Huna were sitting in front of Rav Avin when he was dozing off. Omalei Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua Rav Popov. So Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua said to Rav Popov, my time with the Resh Lakish. What's the time of Resh Lakish? What's wrong with this dough that has inside it this wine and the shemen and vash? Why do you say it becomes chametz? You're not chayev karas if you eat it. Why not? Omalei answered back, the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Lo yisoich halol av chametz, shivas yom teich halol av matzis. So we dash in Dvorim Shodim Yoitzi Behem Yedecha Vose B'Matzah. Such a type of a grain that if you make it into matzah, you could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah Chayov Malchum Mutzei Karis. If you let it stay longer with its water and let it rise to become chametz, if you eat it, Yichayev Karis. Fiho Mashenkin, this type of a dough that you didn't put water in, you only put wine inside it, if a person would make it into matzah, he would not be yotzi his chiyuv matzah. Why? To have elei matzah ashira, because this is called a rich type of a matzah. It's not called lechemoni. You would not be yotzi mitzvahs matzah. The meila ain chayov machemutzekaris. That's what they wanted to say. Therefore, such a matzah that instead of putting water inside it, you put wine or shemen or dvash. It's a rich type of a matzah. This matzah, you're not yotzi yidei mitzvahs matzah. Therefore, such a dough, if you let it rise and come into chametz, you're not chayev karis feeding it on Pesach either. That's the way they wanted to answer. Rashi says clearly like that: b'yayin v'shemen loynosin b'mayim. You do not put any water into it at all. In chayev machos karis, the meiperus ei machmitzin klakamon. All right. So now the Havaminer is, what's Tran Resh Lakish? The Havaminer is, even though it becomes a day chimutz, but since you're not yet a day matzah with such a dough, therefore there's no chiyuv karis if you eat such a dough of chametz. So the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua has to cash it back to Rav Papa. That can't be pshat. There's a dolocha that himchu, if you melt it down, like you have lechem, and you melted it down, the gomu, and you swallowed it. In other words, you like dissolved bread in water, and now you drank it down. The locher is in chometzu einish koris. If you drank it down on Pesach, since it's chometz, yichayev koris. Via matzu, let's say you dissolved this matzah in water, and now you drank down this water, is the locher ein odim yoitzi yedechavos of the Pesach. You can't be mekayim mitzvahs matzah, which is such a type of eating the matzah, by drinking it down. Now, the kasher is v'hochor, over here we see. Such a type of a matzah that's dissolved in water, and you drink it down, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. Still we say, v'chayov v'malchumutze karis, if someone would have the same type of a bread, that's mamash chometz, and soak it down in water, and drink it down, he'd be chayev karis. Why? Why don't you say, like you're saying, Shan Mashlokash is, since this dough is a rich dough, that you're not Yoytze Mitzvahs Matzah, you're not Chayef Akaris. So say the same thing here also. Since by drinking down Matzah, you would not be Yoytze Mitzvahs Matzah, by drinking down Chometz, you should not be Chayef Akaris. And here we see, no, even though you're not Yoytze Mitzvahs Matzah, but still, since this is a Heftzah, this is bread, why do I care now that you himchu, you dissolve it in water, but it's still called eating chametz. So it's a kasha and rashlokish. What do I care if this type of dough has the wine inside it? That you not yotze mitzvahs matzah, but since l'mayis it's chametz, there should be a chiv karas for eating it on Pesach. So the Gemara is to say, b'hu ravidi baravin. Ravidi baravin now woke up. As before, they were talking in front of him, but he was sleeping before. Now he woke up. Omalu, he answered them back, darbiki, like little children. Hainu time of the Resh Lakish. I'll give you the real pshat in Resh Lakish. Mishum the heavy lu may peris. The pshat is because, what did you put into this dough? True, you had flour, wheat flour. But you didn't put water in. You only put the may peris. That means the juice from fruit, either wine, or else shemen, or else honey. The klal is, u may peris ain machmitzim. When you only put in may peris,